أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Islamic ethics and education and focusing on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back to Siffin, which is letter number 31 in Nahj al-Balagha. Let's carry on from where we left off. Imam tells his son, فَتَفَحَّمْ يَا بُنَيَّ وَصِيَّتِي. Try to understand, O my son, my advice. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَالِكَ الْمَوْتِ وَمَالِكُ الْحَيَاةِ. Know that he who is the master of death is also the master of life. وَأَنَّ الْخَالِقَ هُوَ الْمُمِيتِ. And the creator causes death as well. وَأَنَّ الْمُفْنِيَ هُوَ الْمُعِيدِ. And he who destroys is also the restorer of life. وَأَنَّ الْمُبْتَلِيَ هُوَ الْمُعَافِي. And he who inflicts disease is also the curer of disease. وَأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ تَقُنْ لِتَسْتَقِرَّ إِلَّا عَلَى مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ نَعْمًا. The world continues in the way Allah has made it with regards to its pleasures, وَالْإِبْتِلَاء, its trials, وَالْجَزَاء فِي الْمَعَادِ, and rewards on the day of judgment. أَوْ مَا شَاءَ مِمَّا لَا تَعْلَمْ, and all that he wishes and you do not know. Then he tells his son, if anything of this advice is not understood by you, then attribute it to your ignorance. Because when you were first born, you were born not knowing. Then you acquired knowledge. There are many matters of which you do not know, and which your sight first wonders and your eyes wanders on after this you see them. Therefore, my son, resort to the Creator who created you, who fed you, who nourished you and put you in order. Your worship should be for him. Your eagerness should be towards him. Your attention should be towards him. And your fear should be of him. If we look at this part of the letter, Imam draws our attention to quite a few constructive points. Let's just briefly look at them so we can analyze it. Imam talks about life and death, and we've looked at that extensively. He brings that out. He tells him, the owner of death is the owner of life. And really, if I can summarize the whole first extent of introduction of Allah, he said, you know, he's trying to say that, look, my son, the dualists may contend that there are two gods, the god of good and the god of bad. But since the absolute bad does not exist, there is no need for the god of bad. Some superficial people think that diseases, death, floods, tornadoes are nasty and bad. But a world which lacks these is not perfect. Their very presence is good. The principle of the relationship between the cause and effect forces us to believe in the one existence, in Tawheed. And the owner of life is the owner of death. The one who makes disturbances cures as well. And the one who destroys constructs as well. He's telling him that a world composed of happiness and sadness is beautiful. That's the only way that perfection is made possible. Then he tells his son, if you don't know the philosophy of something, don't deny it. It doesn't mean if you don't understand it, it doesn't exist. Bu'ali Sina, who's known as Avicenna, said, whatever strange thing strikes your ears, while incisive reasoning cannot reject it, assume that it might materialize. Now, Quran, Surah An-Nahl, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah has brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers. You didn't know anything. And He gave you hearing and sight and hearts that you may give thanks. You know, Einstein said that the puzzle of creation is still unresolved. We may even assume that this puzzle shall always remain intricate. What we have so far learned from the book of creation has been illuminating, and through this knowledge, we have come to know some of the principles of nature, but we are well aware that compared with the volumes of the book, we know there still remain an immense number of unresolved problems. What we know is a drop compared with our ignorance. If we compare it to our ignorance, it's an ocean. The only thing which we can definitely say is that our knowledge is dependent on another vast world of another type, the properties of which we have not yet grasped. And finally, what Imam tells him in this section is my son. Carry out everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's an ayah of Quran that I absolutely adore. Suratul An'am. I've been taught this as a child. Every time you begin your salah, recite, start off with Ayah 162, where Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, indeed my salah and my sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. It continues to say, لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He has no associate, and this I am commanded, and I am the first of those who submit. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبًّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَلَا تَقْسِبُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةً وِزْرَ أُخْرَى ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Shall I seek a Rabb other than Allah? And He is the Rabb of all things. And no nafs earns evil but against itself. And no bearer of burden shall bear the burden of another. Then to your Rabb is your return. So He will inform you of that in which you differed. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter tomorrow.